You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about making connections thousands of miles apart.
Sending a message in a bottle has been romanticized for centuries. And as author B.J. Hollers tells us, it helped one Wisconsin veteran connect with humanity on a deeper level. Hollers shared this story at a live Wisconsin Life storytelling event in Eau Claire at the Lakely.
Shortly before midnight on June 28, 1991, 26-year-old Sergeant Ted Simpson gripped a wine bottle, peered out at the Atlantic, and from his place aboard the cargo ship, threw it as far as he could. Whatever happened next was out of his hands. The message he tucked into that bottle was now at the mercy of the waves. Sergeant Simpson, who'd spent the last 3 years serving for the 18th Airborne Corps during the Gulf War, was also at the mercy of the water. Yet after 3 years as a member of a helicopter crew, his last and latest mission seemed the safest way to end his military career and return home to Wisconsin. Ted and the rest of his crew had boarded the cargo ship 23 days before. Their journey from a port in Saudi Arabia to the military ocean terminal near the Statue of Liberty would transport them 10,000 miles in 31 days. However, within a few weeks, boredom set in. It was just the same scene day after day, Ted recently shared from his home in Eau Claire. And so I started to get creative. One evening, Ted glanced up from the book he was reading in the ship's rec room to notice an empty wine bottle. Heck, Ted thought, I should put a message in that bottle. Ted began working on his letter, which included his name, rank, and recent service in Operation Desert Storm. After 3 years of enduring a front row seat to the horrors of war, he was grateful for this final mission to have found a way to serve as an emissary for peace. After he completed his letter, adding his parents' home address in Cedarburg, he tucked it into the bottle and corked it. Yet Ted knew that a cork could hardly withstand an ocean's worth of water. Ted determined that his best bet to preserve his letter would involve dipping the top of the bottle into a thick latex paint of which the ship was never in short supply. At last, the bottle was ready to go. It was a perfect night, Ted later remarked, to send the bottle on its journey. 10 months later, on an April day in 1992, Anne McLennan of the Isle of Harris off the Western Isles of Scotland went for a stroll along the beach near her home. There she discovered a green bottle with dried paint along the bottle's top. Curious, she took it home, removed the paint, and fished out the letter within. The following October, Ted walked to his mailbox in his home in Racine to find a brown envelope with an airmail sticker forwarded from his parents' address. Dear Mr. Simpson, the letter began. The letter described how she had discovered the bottle and its message, which was, quote, found intact and without any dampness. Her letter also included a postcard showing the beach where the bottle was found after traveling 10 months and 2,000 miles. Ted replied, thanking Miss McLennan for her letter, which restored his faith in humanity and provided him with some much-needed closure to his military service. He never heard from her again, though he always wondered what became of her. After a bit of sleuthing, my friend regretfully informed me that Miss McLennan had passed away years before. I informed Ted of the development, and while he lamented the loss, he also expressed gratitude that he and Miss McLennan had the opportunity to cross paths at all, that thanks to an idea and an empty bottle, he was able to find kindness and connection from a stranger half the world away. All these years later, Ted remains grateful that the waves granted the bottle mercy. I did it because I wanted to put some good back into the world, Ted says. Message received. Thanks.
Author B.J. Hollers shared that story on a message in a bottle at a live storytelling event in Eau Claire at the Lakely. It was hosted by WPR's Wisconsin Life and the Chippewa Valley Writers Guild. To hear the full story, go to wisconsinlife.org or check out the Wisconsin Life podcast. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
It's Wisconsin Today.